With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands returned to the international dressage stage this weekend as the CIEF hosted its first FEI Dressage World Challenge in more than a decade. And veteran rider Jessica McTaggart says it felt good to be back.
It's the first time the CIEF has held this competition in about 13 or 14 years. So we're really, really proud to be back in it. And we're really proud of the results today. It was a really super show. I think it's really showing the FEI that we have a presence here and we're able to start competing on an international level here at home. And we are producing athletes that can go on to do things at upper levels. So it's been a really great experience.
McTaggart posted a standout 76% aboard her horse Could Be Magic, helping Cayman deliver a strong team performance.
It was a really solid 76%, which was a really good score for the team. The team also has another low 70s and two scores nearly at 70. So I think for our first FEI, those are some really, really good scores for the Cayman Islands.
She also praised junior rider Sierra Martin, who made history by qualifying for the North American Youth Championships this June. July.
I just got goosebumps because it's always been a goal to have a student qualify to go to the North American Championships. Nice. It's the only FEI Championships for kids this side of the world. She'll be competing against Canadians, North Americans, anybody from the Caribbean that's qualified to go, Mexico, Central America. So yeah, we are extremely proud of her and we can't wait for the show in the summer.
McTaggart says the event proved Cayman can compete and produce athletes at the international level. Fellow Cayman competitors, Kalia Corbin finished with 68.725 points, Tilly Tamimagi with 68.5, and Sierra Martin earned 71.850 points. The SLK Blades are once again kings of the PWC Under-16 Basketball League, edging the Hurricanes 73-72 in a thriller to claim back-to-back championship titles. Head coach Franz Mandison Jr. says the win was built on preparation and poise.
I couldn't ask for a better game. Shout out to Coach Greg. This is his second year coaching in the league, and he's doing a phenomenal job. We had a morning training, and we just went over all the schemes that we needed to do, and we went out there and executed. But the thing is, when adversity struck, we kept composure, and we stayed locked in on what we're supposed to do. So I couldn't be more happy than these guys are here, man.
Mandison says the title is the payoff for months of commitment.
I feel great. I'm sweating just like I was out there with them, so my heart is all into it with them. You know, we wake up every day and we got practice, late nights practice. Yeah. We go over film. We treat this like it's a real NBA game, so we prepare for this.
And when the Blades fell behind, he reminded his players they were built for the moment.
We've been in before. We know what it means to be up and then have a little hiccups and then trail a little bit. But just so we have the experience, we're built for it. We put ourselves in the predicament to be down, so we have the ability to go back up. There's a game of runs. It's always a game of runs, especially with the pressing, the fast pace. It's a game of runs, and we had to make sure that we ended with a run.
And the Blades championship run was powered once again by their floor general, back-to-back league MVP Delroy Irvin III, fresh off dropping 29 points, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 assists in the final. Irvin says this title meant even more because of the battles they fought all season.
Congratulations, great win, and MVP of the tournament, finals.
That's
How
one.
Do you feel?
I feel excited. We fought this season, even though we had a couple of losses. We fought hard, we fought well. Props to the Hurricanes, they gave us a fight, but we came out on top. I really appreciate my team for fighting and continue going, even though circumstances was hard.
All right, but that's what the game is about, right? Ups and downs. What are some of the things you were telling your teammates to help keep them motivated and get them back into the game?
I was telling them keep their heads up, bro. Basketball is a game of runs. So they had their runs, so it's our time to have our runs. We have to make it more effective when we have our runs.
So back-to-back championship, back-to-back MVP. What does that say about your game this year?
My game has been real good, but all props to my team. Training, consecutive, making me work hard, all props to them. And all props to Coach Ross too.
How do you feel overall?
I feel great. Back-to-back MVPs, we feel good. Celebrate with our team.
Irvin's teammate Rajon Booth added 20 points and 13 rebounds. And the Cayman Islands National Indoor Volleyball League is heating up as teams head into the playoff stretch, and CIVF Technical Director Trevor Thurald says the competition is exactly what the Federation hoped for.
The league is coming along pretty good. We have a lot of young teams taking part in the tournament. So we are hoping that, of course, one of the national developmental teams make it to the finals. But right now, it's a close call. It could be anyone's game.
Thurald is coaching 6 squads this season, 3 girls teams and 3 boys teams. And he says the league isn't just about wins, but about raising the standard of Cayman volleyball.
I am just looking for progression in terms of their tactical abilities. I want to see some improvement every point, every game, every set. So we're not looking to win every game. I just looking for the type of improvement that will take us to the next level. I just want them to compete, learn how to compete. That's something that we are trying to teach these young kids, how to compete. They think everything is fun on the court and play fooling around. But if they could learn to compete and they give their best, then there's nothing else I could ask for.
Thurald says the playoffs begin next week, and the focus now is consistency, discipline, and preparing young athletes for the international level. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.